Welcome to the No Spin News, Monday, February 17th, 2020. Fight for your freedom. So a lot of people were shocked over the weekend when the Department of Justice said it is not going to prosecute Andrew McCabe, second in command to James Comey at the FBI during all the chaos during Russia collusion. So I was really surprised because the genesis of this is that the Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz said publicly that Mr. McCabe lied at least four times, three under oath, about his interactions with the media. Now, is that a serious crime? Well, lying under oath to FBI agents obviously got General Flynn in trouble. Stone was a little bit more than that. That was a congressional lie. But yeah, so why are they not prosecuting McCabe if the inspector general put that in writing that the man did lie? And I can't answer the question. I can't answer it. And McCabe has other things on his sheet. His wife running for Congress in Virginia received $500,000 from a political action committee tied into Terry McAuliffe, former governor and friend of Bill and Hillary Clinton. There's a lot of stuff swirling around McCabe. But our system is that he has to be charged. I can't imagine that the Attorney General William Barr is in the tank for Andrew McCabe. I just can't imagine it. The only thing that occurred to me is pure speculation, and do not take this as a fact, is that maybe McCabe is telling the Justice Department stuff about other people, because that happens. So you've got somebody on a low-level beef perjury, and they're giving up bigger people. Possible. I can't really assess it any further than that. McCabe was fired from the FBI, had to be fired for a reason. He is suing the Department of Justice. He's launched a lawsuit against them, saying that his firing was quote-unquote politically motivated. So he's in court on that. You know, look, the tendency, and I got, from concierge, we got a ton of concierge mail, and I would say a dozen letters this morning convicted McCabe. Our own concierge members convicted him. The tendency is to do that because you've got the inspector general saying, hey, lied under oath. So I'm not saying that you're a witch hunter. There is some due process involved now. We have it on the record. But I always am very cautious in these things because I don't know what McCabe is doing or what Barr is doing in the Justice Department. I don't know. It's not public. Nobody knows. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. All right, so there's no doubt the media in America is corrupt now, as corrupt as it's ever been in our republic. It's never been worse than it is in 2020. And Avenatti, it was a con man. I saw it. It wasn't hard to see. I'm not a genius. I knew that he was using this woman, Stormy Daniels, to try to become famous and he couldn't care less what was true. Remember, the mandate for a lawyer and for a journalist is the same. Seek the truth. Neither do it, generally speaking. All right? So here's a montage of Avenatti on the left-wing media. Go.
He's out there saving the country.
Don Meacham says he may be the savior of the republic.
You are something of a folk hero now.
I owe Michael Avenatti an apology. I've been saying enough already, Michael. I've seen you everywhere. What do you have left to say? I was wrong, brother. You have a lot to say.
I am just dying to hear what you think.
These people all like you.
I'm the only person right here Donald Trump fears more than Robert Miller.
We think you guys are the tip of the spear that's going to take down Donald Trump.
Michael Avenatti's a beast.
Okay, that's true.
And he's
a beast.
He's a beast.
I hand it to her, and I hand it to Michael Avenatti.
But he has a bigger calling here, that being a lawyer is minimal compared to what he's doing.
No one has talked tougher directly to Donald Trump on TV than Michael Avenatti, and Donald Trump is afraid to mention his name.
That's fascinating.
What's fascinating is the blatant corruption and dishonesty that is presented to you every day by the media in this country. That's what's fascinating. Okay, now we have a whole bunch of stuff for you. May 12th, Killing Crazy Horse, the 9th Killing Book comes out. If you go up to concierge membership, you get a free signed copy of Killing Crazy Horse. All right? So that's a good perk. Right now, because of President's Day, we will give you free Killing Lincoln, Killing Kennedy, Killing Reagan, any of those three, if you buy the United States of Trump. You give it away as a gift, and you get Killing Lincoln, Killing Kennedy, or Killing Reagan absolutely free. In honor of President's Day, I wanted to do something, and I think this is pretty good. All right? To grab U.S. of Trump, even if you read it, give it as a gift. And then you get one of these three if you haven't read that. All the kids' books, all the kids' history books, heavily discounted for you. Okay, again, on President's Day, we want to get them out there. If you want all the Killing books in a box set, we have a special low price on all the Killing books. Paperback, large print, and audio, all on sale, major discounts. All of this for President's Day. Check it out in our store. I think you'll be happy. Now, here's an announcement. On Friday, June 12th, I will do my first Who Wants to Be President live show. It will be in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And our crack-affiliated station, WOWO, WOWO, is sponsoring this show. All right? June 12th, Friday, Fort Wayne, Indiana. Come on. All you guys around that area, let's go. Tickets will go on sale Friday, but premium and concierge members can get them starting tomorrow. So get up in the front row. All right? 10 a.m. they go on sale. I'm going to do maybe 6 Who Wants to Be President shows between June 12th and Election Day. We're not sure where yet. We're negotiating. I can't be on the road that much, but they're going to be wild. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
All right, here's a final thought of the day. I am the worst shopper in the world. I walk in, nothing I really want. People are shocked when they see me in the grocery store. I farm a lot of that out to other people, but once in a while I gotta pick up stuff. I go in, there's so much stuff, the cart doesn't work, I'm running around. I'm nice to everybody, but what are you doing here? I have to eat, lady. That's what I'm doing here. Anyway, I'm in a major drug chain store a few days ago. I'm not going to tell you which one. I had to pick up some shaving stuff, all right? I'm not a big goatee guy, and so I had to get some shaving stuff. So I'm in there, I throw some vitamins in. My limit for shopping is 10 minutes. Got to be in and out in 10. So I go to the lady at the checkout, and she goes, "Do you have a so-and-so discount card?" I go, "No." And she goes, "Would you want one?" I said, "If I wanted one, I would get one, but don't want to be in your computer, so I just want to pay you for this stuff." And she looks at me and she says, "Oh, can you give me your phone number?" I said, "What, do you want to date me? Why would I give you my phone number? I just want to buy shaving stuff. You don't need my phone number, my address, my social security card. You don't need any of that." Now she's, and I'm not yelling at her. I'm trying to make it a joke. That's why I threw in the date line. Okay? She goes, "Well, I need your phone number." I said, "I'm not going to give you my phone number. I'll give you money. I'll pay for what I have, but I'm not giving you any information. I don't want you guys calling me up. I'm busy. I don't want you selling my number and information to somebody else, because that's what you do. You sell it." So finally, I had to say, "Look, if you're not going to take my money, I'm going to have to ask to see the manager." "Oh, no, I'll take it. I'm your man." And I gave her the money and I walked out. Now, I know you have the same stuff. I know when you go, "Do you have this? Do you have that? Can you give me this? Can you give me..." No, don't ever give anybody anything. Value your privacy. Final thought of the day. Be tomorrow.